message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you come with your Bibles? Yes, I saw you raise them up. Open with me to Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 15. Two openings for now. Two openings for now. Genesis chapter 1, I'll be reading from verse 26. John 15, I'll be reading from verse 1 when we get there. Genesis chapter 1, the first opening, the reading from verse 26. If you are there, say, I am there. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Hallelujah. Now, don't be proud in church. If you don't know where it is, just go to the table of contents. Just go to the table of content or ask your neighbor, please help me. We are in church. We are brothers keepers. There was a time knowing where Genesis was a trouble for me. I didn't know where Genesis was in the Bible. Real story. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful. Tell your neighbor, be fruitful. Tell the other one, be fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Have dominion. John 15, 1. And God blessed them, verse 28, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. John 15, 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Tell your neighbor, you will never be taken away. You will remain. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We ask that within the brevity of time that we have before your presence this morning, that you breathe upon us. Break the bread of your word and give it to us. Let it satisfy us. But Father, let this bread cause us to bear much fruit. Much fruit. Much fruit in and out of season. In Jesus' name. Amen. The title of my message this morning is Be Fruitful. Tell your neighbor, be fruitful. As you read the scriptures, you will see God metaphorically likening us to trees. We are called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Have you seen that before? And so you will hear God referring to us like trees. He who is planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. And even in old age, he shall bear fruit. God likens us to fruit. And so God expects us to bear fruit. But not just fruit, much fruit. Tell your neighbor, God expects you to bear fruit. Not just fruit, much fruit. So God expects us to bear fruit. And then he proves us and then we bear much fruit. We are to be fruitful. So God is not happy with any child of his, any righteous person that is not fruitful. And God, because he's a just God, never expects anything that he does not empower for. And so in the mandate we saw in Genesis, God mandated man or his children to be fruitful. He says, and God blessed them. Then he says, be fruitful. Why did he bless them before he commanded fruit? Blessing is empowerment. God empowers for fruitfulness before he asks for the fruit. If you are a child of God seated here under the sound of my voice this morning, I want you to know that you have been empowered to bear fruit. Say, I am empowered to bear fruit. Say, I am empowered to bear much fruit. Just for the sake of clarity, what is fruit? What is fruit? We know mangoes. We know pawpaw. We go to the tree. Some of us have gardens or orchards. We go there. We plant and we look out for. And when we see, we rejoice. And when they ripen, we go and pluck and eat. What is fruit? In this sense, fruit here means an action or the process of producing profit. Producing profit. Producing profit. Or it is bringing forth something that is desired for good. Something that is desired for good. It is bringing forth an expectation based on the empowerment. An expectation based on the empowerment. The pawpaw tree has a command from God to be pawpaw. When you put it in the soil, there's an empowerment that comes with it. After certain months or certain years, I don't know where they are now with engineering, food engineering, but after months or years, you expect to see pawpaw. Why? Because it has been empowered in the seed to produce pawpaw fruit. As a child of God, you are blessed to produce fruit. And when we say fruit, it's fruit in every area of your life. Not just fruit in the body. The one the church is focused on most times. Fruit of the body, very good. Bearing children, very good. But the fruit of the mind, creativity and innovation. The fruit of the mind. The fruit of the spirit, gentleness, patience, kindness, joy, peace. The fruit of your hands, your entrepreneurship, your industries, your companies, fruits. The fruit of your marriage, the children, the peace, the bliss in your home. Your financial fruit. God wants you to bear fruit in every area of your life. And he has empowered you already. He's not going to. He has empowered you already. The Bible says, let us create man in our own image. In our own image. In our likeness. To look like us, image. To function like us, likeness. Did you hear that? To look like us, image. To function like us, likeness. God created us, blessed us, empowered us to look like him and then to function like him. So it is a bad thing. I'm looking for something that is not offensive to use. It is a bad thing not to be fruitful. It is a bad thing to be fruitless. God wants us to bear fruit, not just bear fruit, to go on and bear much fruit. Glory to God. Why should we bear fruit, or why should we be fruitful? Because the Lord commanded it. Number one, we are to be fruitful. Why? Because the Lord has commanded for us to be fruitful. To be fruitful, to increase. to be fruitful, to multiply, to be fruitful, to fill the earth, to be fruitful, to subdue the earth, to be fruitful, to exercise dominion. Are you multiplying? Have you increased since last year? Are you filling the earth? Is your influence going all over the earth? Are you subduing the earth? Are you putting things under? And are you exercising dominion? If you are not, God is not very pleased with you. You are wasting the empowerment. This place is too quiet this morning. Why should we be fruitful? Because it is commanded. It is a divine mandate. Why should we be fruitful? Because it is through fruitfulness that the land will be in dread of us. Did you hear that? It is through fruitfulness that the land will be in dread of us. And then we fill the land. Through fruitfulness, we fill the land. Through fruitfulness, the land and the people of the land will be in dread of us. Do you know the reason why the world is not afraid of us? We are few. And when I say we are few, I'm not talking about few people who say they are Christians. Few people who are truly Christians. But when we are fruitful, when we multiply, our dread will come upon the land. In Exodus 1:7, the Bible says, but the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. But Genesis 9:1 says, so God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth. There are beasts on the earth. But if we are fruitful and we multiply, all the beasts of the earth will be afraid of us. Say, I must be fruitful. Say, I must be fruitful. Say, I must be fruitful. Say it like you mean it. Why should we be fruitful? Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. And the Bible says one will chase 1,000, but two will chase what? 10,000. Can you see that? Two are better than one. When we come together in our multiplied self, our power is magnified. The dread of us comes upon the land. Why should we be fruitful and multiply? Proverbs 14:28 says, in a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of a prince. What is that place saying? Kings, their glory is in the number of subjects that they have. If we say our Father is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, one way we give him glory is to multiply, increase, and fill the earth. Then he becomes very glorious on the earth. Glory to God. Say, I have been empowered to be fruitful. Why should we be fruitful? It is a requirement for dominion. You can never exercise dominion unless you are fruitful. It's not possible to exercise dominion unless you are fruitful. Look at the progression. God bless them and say, be fruitful. Multiply. You can only multiply when you are fruitful. And I say, fill the earth. You can only fill the earth when you multiply because you are fruitful. And then he says, subdue the earth. You can only subdue the earth when you have filled the earth because you multiplied, because you are fruitful. And then he said, exercise dominion. You can only exercise dominion because you have subdued the earth, because you have filled the earth, because you have multiplied, because you were fruitful. Are you getting it? It's a progression. If you are fruitful, you will multiply. When you multiply, you will fill the earth. When you fill the earth, you will have the capacity to subdue the earth. And then you begin to exercise dominion. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I prophesy to you that yesterday is the last day of your fruitlessness. In the name of Jesus, you will bear fruit. Glory to God. And as I say this thing, some of you are checking yourself. And the answer is that yes, you are fruitful. You have been fruitful. But you know what? God wants you to move to much fruit. Say, I have been fruitful, but I can't stop here. God wants me to get to the level of much fruit, and I'm going there. Say, nothing can stop me. So as individuals, as we look at our lives, we have been fruitful. It may not be to the degree that we desire, we have been fruitful. But I came this morning to challenge you that God wants you to be fruitful. Fruitful in your mind. Be creative. Let ideas come out that produces tangible things for this world. Legacies that you leave behind. Fruit of the body. Bear children. I don't know where we got this idea of one child, two children. Have them plenty. They there. This is not in the sermon. Watch carefully. Listen carefully. A time is going to come, if we are not careful, there will be no rigging, just numbers. We will go to the polls, and they'll count them, and count us, and they'll win. If we keep having one child and two children. It's not in the sermon, it's Jara. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm fruitful. Fruitful in every area. You have one shop right now. God wants you to have 2, 3, 4, 5. You are in Abuja. God wants you in Lagos, in Port Harcourt, in Kano, in South Africa, in London. You have one school. God wants you to have 2, 3, 4, 5. You have a company. God wants you everywhere. The Bible says the man began to prosper and continued to prosper until he became very prosperous. And the Philistines. Nobody is going to envy us if we remain fruitless, if we remain contained, if we remain small. And I came here this morning by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bind and cast every small-mindedness out of you in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful. Be fruitful. Enlarge, multiply, subdue, exercise dominion in the name of Jesus. God wants us to be fruitful. And so, at all times, maybe at the beginning of every month, sit down and check. Take an inventory of your fruitfulness. Have you increased? And refuse going backwards. The least you can do is station in one place so you can strategize for the next level. But refuse to go backwards. My Bible says the path of the just has no reverse in it. It shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. A child of God is not supposed to have gone at the good old days. No, that's not our portion. In the name of Jesus. So, in order to glorify God, we must be fruitful. But you know, today, I want to pull us to the church. God also wants us to be fruitful as a body, as his body, as his church. God wants us to be fruitful. God wants the church to multiply. God wants the church to fill the earth. God wants the church to subdue the earth. And God wants the church to exercise dominion. Guess who is the church? We are the church, not the building. We, all of us seated here this morning, collectively, we are the church. So just as you are planning and being fruitful in your private individual lives, God wants us to come together as families, as singles, as a ministry, as a department, together and multiply and bear fruit because it gives him glory. That is the way to exercise dominion. And so as I look at Family Worship Center, truly, truly, we have been fruitful. We have been fruitful. And that is a place to clap unto the Lord. We have been fruitful. We have been fruitful. We have been fruitful. Pastor Wilson, why did you say that? I say that because I have statistics. In 1993, on the first Sunday of the opening, we had less than 150 human beings together that began. Less than 150. About 47 adults. Less than 150 human beings that began at Family Worship Center. Today, we are over 14,000. We have been fruitful. We have been fruitful. We have been fruitful. From one care group, 1993, today, we have over 900 care groups. Pre-COVID, I didn't check how many we are right now. We have been fruitful. Have we not been fruitful? We have been fruitful. From one branch church, renting an apartment in Hilton, just one branch, we came to four. We came to six. On the 6th of June, we became 16. We are fruitful. We are fruitful. And it is with joy this morning to declare to your hearing that by September 12th, we will add another 30. We are fruitful. We are fruitful. We are fruitful. But God wants us to move from this level of fruitfulness to where? Much fruit. Much fruit. So what should we do as a church? What we are doing already. We just have to be focused and do it more. What should we do? What should we do? The first thing I'll say looks like something you already know. First of all, I want you to accept the fact that it is God's will for you and for the church to be fruitful. Have you accepted that? So let's say it together. It's God's will for me and the church to be fruitful so we can multiply, so we can fill the earth, so we can subdue the earth, then exercise dominion. Say, I accept it. It is God's will for me to be fruitful. Let it sink. Let it sink. Let it sink. It is God's will for you to be fruitful. It is God's will for you to be fruitful. If you are a single person, it is God's will for you to be married, except you decide, I don't want. Which is okay, acceptable. It's not a sin. But if you want, it is God's will for you to be married. If you are married, it is God's will for you to have children. It is God's will for you to own your own house and have other houses that you help people with. It is God's will. The Bible says for us to have and to have extras to be a blessing. We serve an abundant-minded God. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So receive. That's the first thing. Accept it. If the enemy has told you that you are not supposed to be fruitful, hear the truth of the Lord. God wants you to be fruitful. If your family, if your ancestors have told you and have done anything to make sure you are not fruitful, I came in the power of the Holy Spirit this morning to declare to you that whether they like it or not, you will be fruitful because God commanded you to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. So the first thing is to accept it. For as a man thinks, so he is. So he is. The second thing is to refuse any excuse for being fruitless. Oh, our world has a lot of excuses now. There are no jobs. There are no contracts. Unless you know somebody in government. If you are not from the north, if you are tall, if you can't speak this tribe, all kinds of excuses. The next thing is to refuse. As an individual and as a church, it is time for us to refuse any excuse for not being fruitful. That excuse is not tenable. It's not tenable. Somebody say it's not tenable. Exodus 1:12. I love that scripture. If you have it, give us. Oh, I read it. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. You're an Israelite in the spirit. You carry the same gene in you. The more they afflicted them, what is that place saying? The tougher it gets, the more they expand. The tougher it gets, the more they expand. And that is why I like some brothers in this church who made extra monies last year, opened new shops last year, broke through last year. While we were locked down in the house, they were exploding. Why? The more they afflicted them, the more they multiply. That is the empowerment. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful. God says there is no affliction that should stop you from being fruitful. So today we refuse every and any excuse that we'll accept so that we can remain where we are. We refuse it. What should we do? We must become united as a church. We must become united as a church. Some of us are saying, that is for the pastors. That is for the leaders. No. We must become one in this agreement to multiply as a church. We must become one in this decision to be fruitful as a church. We must become one. Every man. Once you have made Family Worship Center your church, you belong to this assembly. And every mandate on this assembly is upon you. We must unite. We must agree that it is our vision. The 30 churches coming is our responsibility. The 100 churches in 1 year is our collective responsibility. We must unite. For two are better than one. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. In Genesis 1:1-6, the Bible talks about a group of people who came together. And they said, we will build a tower that reaches to the high heavens. And the Bible began to say, these people are one. They have one language. They have one speech. Nothing that they begin to do can be withheld from them. We must become one. And once we are one, once we agree, nobody can withhold 100 churches from us. And that is a proof of fruitfulness. That is filling the land. That is subduing the land. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We must agree. So it's not just for pastors. It's not just for care group leaders. It's not just for intercessory ministry. It's for all of us. Somebody say, I'm implicated. Say, I'm ready. Say, I'm willing. So united in doing what? United in praying. We must be united in praying. The next time Sister Monica comes upstage to lead us in praying for soul winning and church planting, you pray as if you are praying for your personal need. Why? Because we are united in it. Some of us, the moment a certain prayer point is raised, you sit down. Why? You think it's not your own. I came to let you know today that it is your own. Somebody say, it's my own. United in praying. We pray for the vision to become a reality. We pray that the stronghold of the enemy is broken. We pray that the covering on people's eyes is removed. We pray that wherever we are taking the church to, that location is open, that every prince supervising those places will yield to the power of the gospel. The Bible says you cannot enter a strong man's house and take his good except you first bind the strong man. We pray to bind every strong man in the places we are going. But we pray united. The same thing happens with prayer. When two pray, the power is more than one praying. And when 10 pray, the power is more than two praying. Glory to God. So we unite in praying. We unite in fasting. And I said that to say it to you again. In your own home, concerning your personal thing, be united. Husband and wife, be united for that goal. And go to God and say, Father, in this family, we agree concerning this. We are tired of paying rent. We are tired of landlord harassing us. We believe for our own. We are tired of this boy misbehaving. We believe. Husband and wife, learn to agree. Be united. United for everything. In Matthew 18:18-20, it says, if two of you shall agree concerning any matter as touching heaven and does this, as long as it's in the will of God. So what we do in church, you do at home. We unite in praying. Look at the scripture Sister Monica used, Ezekiel 37, 36, 37. He said, if you pray to me, that inquiry is basically, if you pray to me, I will increase your men like flock. Obina, imagine anchor men like flock. My presido, anchor men like flock. Wherever you go in this city and in the world, anchor will have influence. We unite in prayer. We unite in prayer. What else do we unite to do? We unite in going. Last week, Pastor Ekide came here and gave us a powerful sermon that is like many sermons that we have done. Go! Don't be like Mr. Johnny, be good. Don't just know and sit down. We unite in going. Going is not for pastors. Going is not for care group leaders alone. This going now, for us to get the result, must be all of us going. So it's time for groups of four to go. It's time for group of 12 to go. It's time for departments to go. It's time for people to come together as a care group and go. It is time for us to unite in going. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We go. In going, iron sharpens iron. Somebody who is not bold becomes bold. Somebody who is not learned becomes learned. Somebody who is timid becomes very courageous. We go united. And when the enemy sees the group coming, the enemy bows. So we unite in praying. We unite in going. We go. Some of us have not gone out. Yesterday is the last day that you will not go out. From today, receive grace to go out. Say, I will go in the name of Jesus. What else do we do? We unite in giving. We unite in giving. We unite in giving. I don't know if the media still has the breakdown of the pledges. We unite in giving. As we prepare to plant the remaining 90 churches, 30 in September and 60 left, we must unite in giving. We must unite in giving. This work needs work, and this work needs money. Fruitfulness in this area requires money. Somebody say money. Money, for your information, is not a bad thing. Did you hear what I said? Money is a tool. Money is a servant. It's just that it depends on whose hand the money is. Money doesn't spoil anybody. Money just magnifies who they already are. Did you hear that? Money doesn't spoil people. It just magnifies who they already are. They say he is very, very humble. Just give him some money. You will know if he is humble. Money. We give. I beg you, don't excuse yourself from this. Don't. I don't know if in our own lifetime, before our children and teenagers take over from us, we will be able to do anything mega like this again. This is huge. 100 churches in 1 year. You cannot be left out of this. You can't. You can't. Ask God, what do you want me to give? He will tell you. One thing I know about God is that he does not cheat anybody. And if you say, okay, I have asked, I'm not hearing, then decide. Don't say until I hear. No. Since you don't know how to hear, decide. 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 And I'll tell you the best decision you'll make. Decide on something that will pinch you. My Bible says that those who go sowing with tears shall doubtless, somebody said doubtless, return with sheaves rejoicing. Since you are not hearing any amount, or you don't want to hear, which is okay. He's not angry with you. Just decide. But decide on something that pinch. Oh, my wife and I, we made a decision. It has not been easy. The first one was very easy. The three that follow, because we do it monthly. This is like 4 months now. It has not been easy. This last one, we didn't have it. We had to go and start liquidating things that were already on ground. Because we want to make it monthly until it finishes. Decide. I want heaven to have a record that when this thing was done, Pastor Wilson was in it. Do you understand? It pleases heaven. It pleases heaven. It pleases heaven. It pleases heaven. If you say you love God, let your money follow your love. Pastor has told us many times, and some of you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. And all he's been giving you is letters and texts. No gift. That is not love. That is a crook. When you love, you give. For God so loved the world that he... It's getting lighter now that you are clapping. The thing was heavy before. I'm happy now that you are clapping. For us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue the earth and exercise dominion, it is God's will for Family Worship Center to expand and take branches from Wuye to Lokoja, from Lokoja to Kaduna, to Lagos, to London, to South Africa, to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. Why? He says, you have received power. And therefore, because you have received power, be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria. Jerusalem, Wuye. Judea, Kaduna. Samaria, London. New York. Australia. Somebody give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. And everywhere this church goes, your account is credited with an alert. Believe you me. Anywhere this church goes because of your seed, your account is credited with an alert. Sometimes it may not be money. A credit of healing. A credit of deliverance. A credit of blessing. A credit of favor. For God owes no man. Listen carefully. If he says the laborer is worthy of his wages, he commanded it. Do you think he himself will turn around and begin to owe laborers? No. For every kobo you give, God knows that it's your sweat. Listen carefully. Every kobo you give, God knows that it's your sweat. God knows that you labor for it. And God will never cheat you. So we unite in praying. Eh? Time don't go. We unite in praying. We unite in going. We unite in giving. Give money. Pledge. Make a pledge. Be bold about it. Give land. Give land. Give equipment. Give. It's the work of the Lord. You will not be cheated. Every time I come into this building, I know that my land is inside. The first land I got as a human being in this city, I carried it in the envelope like that and took it to Elder Eugene, the chairman of the building committee, and said, this is my Isaac. It's part of why you see me bold in this household. Nobody can tell me anything here. And nobody can drive me from here. This house, I carried concrete. I poured concrete in some of these places. A friend of mine saw me with a shoe that had hole. Elu Johnson, he won't mind. Saw me with a shoe that had hole. I said, my brother, make I give you 5,000, make you go buy a shoe. That time, 5,000 will buy a better shoe. 1999. I said, I have a pledge. Please permit me, I can't buy a shoe now. He said, whatever you want to do with it. My shoe is in this house. Glory to God. You didn't have opportunity that time. This is your own opportunity. This is your opportunity. You will not let it fall. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to be fruitful. As a person, he wants you to be fruitful. As a family, he wants you to be fruitful. And the aim of the fruitfulness at the end of it is so that you end up in dominating. Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it, then have dominion. I want you to open your mouth right now. Whatever and whoever is standing against your fruitfulness must give way this morning by the authority in the name of Jesus. If a man says, not in my life you will bear fruit, then he wants to go. That is not your business. Whatever and whoever says you will not bear fruit, it will die this morning. If it is a mindset, it will die this morning. If it is a mindset, if it is a mindset, if it is a mindset, if it is a spirit, pray, pray, pray. Whatever has stood in the way of your fruitfulness, whatever has hindered you from multiplying, increasing, today take authority over it. You have been empowered. The Lord blessed you and said, be fruitful, multiply. That thing is a trespass. It's against the will of God for your life. It's against the will of God for your life. Whatever stands in the way of your multiplication is not God's will. Let the vengeance of God arise against such. Avenge me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me Genesis chapter 9, please. Give me Genesis chapter 9, please. Genesis chapter 9. Are you there? And so God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Check the next one. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every. How many?
Every.
How many? Go to verse 7. Move to verse 7 for me. And as for you, I'm not very good with English, but I like as for you. Somebody say, as for me. Be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. You are declaring, as for me, no matter the economy, no matter the situation, I will be fruitful and I will bring forth. You are praying. You are praying. As for me. As for me. Call your name. As for me. Ilaka pakata katesh. Embeleku shagadayash. As for me. As for me. Adegbe Wilson. Odrajogu kebutumakun akubo. I will be fruitful. I will multiply. I will bring forth abundantly in the earth, and I will multiply in it. I will not be small. 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 Pray. Declare it. As for me, somebody add it. As for me and my house. As for me, add and my house. As for me and my wife. As for me and my business, as for me and my career, as for me and my faith in God, as for me and my Christian walk, I will bring forth. I see anointing falling upon men. I see anointing falling upon men. Some of you will see your first million this year in the name of Jesus. Somebody will jump from zero to multiple millions. In the name of Jesus, some of you will cast out devils from today. In the name of Jesus, some of you go to the village you are afraid before. As you go to the village now, they will be afraid of you. In the name of Jesus, ikapakataka, every juju, every voodoo, every sorcery against you, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I declare you an overcomer. I declare you an overcomer. I declare you an overcomer. Some of you, your death is canceled. You are coming out of death and coming into abundance. Coming out of death and coming into abundance. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Family Worship Center, listen carefully. God wants you to be fruitful. And He's expecting to see the fruit. Why? Because He has empowered you. Because he has empowered you. It's a line through all the scriptures. We saw it in Genesis. Then in John 15, he said the same thing. Because you are in me, you should bear fruit. And then when he left and the apostle came, he said, you have received power. Because you have received power, be fruitful. Say, God wants me to be fruitful. I will not fail him. Give God praise and be seated.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.